through the facilities of WBOW Terre Haute, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting to you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. A man and his orchestra synonymous with music that is new, vigorous, and refreshingly different. Direct from the Student Union Building, State Teachers College in Terre Haute, Indiana, we bring you Stan Kenton's exciting interpretation of modern American music. And we're sure you'll enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas. Now, here is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton.
Thank you a great deal, because everything happened just as we had planned, and so nice to know that you people are taking a part and taking an interest in this thing this evening. It's called A Concert in Miniature. I was informed just a few seconds before we went on the air that this is to be an anniversary party for three of the guys. Frank Rosolino, you've been here 1 year tonight. Uh-huh. That's wonderful. You've traveled a lot of miles, blown a lot of notes, made a lot of phonograph records, made a lot of friends, and saved a lot of money. Another fellow here that joined the same evening a year ago is Stan Levy, our drummer. Stan, you've played a lot of music, you've traveled a lot of miles, made a lot of phonograph records,
made a lot of money.
Bags, I'd appreciate it if you'd stick to your script, because you are not a one-year man. It's time that you had your five-year button. Incidentally, we should have five-year buttons for the... And Sal Salvador, you've been here 1 year. Would you step over to the microphone, please?
Sure.
Step in here, please. This is,
all right.
We'd like to interview you as though I were a man on the street, I'd say. Mr. Salvador, is it true that you play with Stan Kenton?
Yeah, sure is.
And, is it true that you've been a band a year?
Yeah, year today.
Year today.
Mm.
You've traveled a lot of miles?
Yeah.
Made a lot of phonograph
records?
Quite a lot.
Made quite a lot of phonograph records.
Met a lot of people?
Mm-hmm.
And saved a lot of money?
And you saved a lot of money.
This is supposed to be a concert. A concert has to do with music in this case, and for the opening number tonight, we've chosen this thing that we did so many times at Birdland in New York City. It's Bill Holman's composition here called Have a Havana. The title is kind of self-explanatory. Half Cuban, half American. The beat.
Thank you. Thank you for the alto saxophone, Lee. Take a bow. Camp, would you take a nod?
Thank you. We'd like to play something here that is rather subdued in character compared to the what might be considered the overture tonight. It is a Harmon mute. A Harmon mute is made in this case for the trumpet, and it has been inserted, and Connie Condoli is standing here, and this also counts as about a year old since the record was released. Would you give us now your version of this moment of the thing that was recorded a year ago? That's pretty involved. Here's Connie Condoli's Cool Eyes. There is some rhythmic jazz that is one of the new concepts of artistry and rhythm. The soloists heard will be heard in this order. There'll be Conti's trumpet, the tenor saxophone, Zoot Sims, and of course that'll be followed by Lee Konitz with an alto saxophone. And near the end of the thing, you'll hear about eight bars of rather fast trumpet work got in between two portions of the ensemble by Buddy Childers. Here it is. The number is 235, but that's our own method of classifying the thing that you know as young blood. Once again, is a rather quiet mood designed to salute Ellington, one of Duke's great ballads, a jazz ballad here. The trombones mixed up with some trumpet with Condoli, and then, of course, the Lee's improvisations will be winding throughout the center of the arrangement, and near the finish here is a sophisticated lady. When My Hand Comes Down.
Thank you.
Our music these past couple of years has finally kind of wound up in three different categories. We have the things that we consider the more popular things that are directed toward the use in radio and jukeboxes and popular consumption, such as that last arrangement, Sophisticated Lady. Then we have the modern jazz that is packaged in album form mostly. And then, of course, the third medium of expression is the real advanced music that comes out occasionally, too, such as an album that will soon be out called This Modern World, which typifies some of the most advanced things that the orchestra has done. And at the moment, here is the composition that we have used to create generally a lot of excitement and spirit with a lot of rhythm here, the brass section, the rhythm section, and once more Lee Konitz. Here's the thing that's called Limelight, Le Beat. Thank you very much. Say, if you fellows would be kind enough to relax now, we probably would like to play a little music in a moment, and I'll give you the signal. I'd like to ask the announcer here for NBC, Wayne Jenkins, to come up. Say, Wayne, would you do me a favor this evening?
Sure will.
I'd like very much if you'd thank the station for carrying the broadcast tonight, and would you especially thank Howard Stewart, the guy that engineered the thing and has been so concerned with the sound, and we'd like very much if you'd lay a nice greeting to Harry Fry, too, the producer.
Well, Sam, we certainly will, and it's our pleasure to welcome you back once again to Terre Haute, and we hope you're back again real soon.
Thank you. You go ahead and do what you want to do now.
All right, we certainly will. NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of music in the modern idiom. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Student Union Building, State Teachers College in Terre Haute, Indiana, through the facilities of WVOW Terre Haute. Join us next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, featuring the dynamic quality of a group of musicians and its leader who present to you the freshest and most stimulating ideas in modern American music. This is Wayne Jenkins speaking.